Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips, strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
You're listening to the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about talent and musicality and why I want to ban those words sometimes from our vocabularies. If you've ever wondered if someone, a child, an adult, is musical enough for piano lessons, you're not alone. As I record this, I've recently had a student concert for my students. And afterwards, as almost always happens, a well-meaning parent, or two, or three, or sometimes many, come up to me at some point over the following week, and they say, "Oh my gosh, so-and-so is so talented." Or, "Wow, some of those students are so musical." When this happens, I know they mean well. I know they're just paying a compliment, and I love that. So I don't take offense. But I do wince internally. And externally, I just respond with, "Oh, yeah, they work really hard." Minor correction. Or I just smile and change the topic. Because I don't want to correct people. I don't want to tell people how to say things or the vocabulary to use. But, as you may have heard me mention before, I hate calling students talented. I just hate it. It bugs me. And there's so many reasons it bugs me. But the main one is, when people say talent, they normally mean natural talent. So some people use that word differently, and I get that, and they actually mean skill. And in their mind, that's what the word talent means, and that's fine. Most people mean natural talent. And that's not true. They're not talented. They've put in work. Or, put it another way, everyone is talented. Some people put in work. I'm not saying that nobody has a higher than average ability, natural propensity towards different things. I, for instance, have lower, I would say, natural ability for team sports. It's just not my thing. But there's a self-perpetuation in that. Like, as a young kid, maybe I wasn't naturally as fast as other kids, or, I mean, I was very much in the middle, don't get me wrong. Very average. But, you know, I didn't have this natural love of playing with balls. And so I therefore didn't do it as much. And therefore I continued to not be very good. And I'm sure I could have made up that difference, and most kids could if they had that desire. Not always, but in many cases. So when we talk about kids being talented, especially after something like a performance, I just think we need to rethink that. And if any of my teacher friends are out there saying, "Oh, I talk about my students as talented," look, I'm not going to tell you what to say. I'm not here to be the word police. It's just my opinion that it has a certain slant to it. So it implies that there was something natural in them, which implies that it's not due to the work they put in. Which to me implies that people can be let off the hook. And sometimes when parents say it, that is the vibe I get. Because I sometimes hear this from parents, not always, you know, comes from everyone. But it particularly is irksome when you hear it from a parent who does not support their child's practicing at all and doesn't even try. You know, there are some challenges that come up, and some parents try their best and they really can't. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the parents who just say, "Oh, well, he doesn't want to practice," or, "I don't know why he's not practicing, but, you know, he's seven, so that's on them." And then they say, "Oh, so-and-so is so talented, aren't they?" in front of their child, who also just performed at the concert, played a much simpler piece because they don't practice. It's just this, I don't know, greater societal issue. And that's why I know I've talked about this word before, and I know I'll end up talking about it again because it just comes up again and again, that it's the wrong framing. It's the wrong way to think about it. You know, this particular most recent comment, they were talking about a student who has been in lessons for 7.5 years. 7.5 years. And they were saying, oh, they were really talented, aren't they? They played so beautifully. I'm like, yes, they are very skilled. If we want to use that interpretation of talent, yes, they are very skilled. I agree with you. But it didn't happen by magic. They're not 6 months into lessons. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I take it too seriously, but this is just one of those things that gets my goat. Okay, so let's deviate from the word talent and go to the word musical, because this one comes up a lot. And still get this sometimes, but especially in the beginning, I had quite a lot of parents when I first started teaching who would call me up at the time. There's no email. Call me up and say, oh, we just want to try out some lessons with little Anne. We're not really sure, you know, can we try just a month or whatever? We're not really sure how it'll go because we don't know if she's musical. And at the time, I never corrected them. Now, if I get these comments, I do just say to them, okay, all children are musical. So I got that one answered for you right off the bat. We don't need to explore anything to discover if your child is musical, because all children are musical. You know, you can say whether they'll enjoy it or whether they'll do this or that. And then that always leads to a greater discussion of they will enjoy it more if they practice, and that comes back to you, parent. Said in a nicer, more tactful way, but that's the message that I'm giving off. Because I wanted to be clear right from the start, and I tried to make it clear all the way through. Not to guilt people, not to put pressure on anyone, but to also not let people just let themselves off the hook, or more importantly, brand their children. I can't remember who it was recently telling me this story, or who it was about, but I've heard versions of this so many times. Someone recently was telling me that they knew someone who, when they were like 7, a teacher had said to them, oh yeah, you know, would you, you're just not as great at singing, so maybe just sing along quietly while we're doing choir. And they kept that for their whole life, and they won't sing in front of anyone. This stuff happens. And that child could have learned to sing. I don't doubt it. I mean, they could have learned to sing if they wanted to. And they don't have to go on to be a professional singer, but they could do that too, probably. So these things are not innate within us. Musicality isn't born. It is built. It's built upon. Some kids come to us at age 4, and they have a lot of this stuff already baked into them. And that could be somewhat natural, and it's often nurture. So sometimes it's nature, but a lot of it I've seen is nurture. You know, a kid will come to us and we'll think, wow, this kid already has a great sense of a steady beat, and they're singing on pitch, and this is all lovely. We love it. What we don't see, or what we sometimes uncover, is their parent has sung to them every night since they were born. They dance to music together at home. And all of these things build up to a child who comes to us more musical than another child. But every child has that within them. Every child can access that, and we're there to help them do that. So the next time you want to tell someone that they're talented, or so musical, or some other variation, can we please, please pause for a second and instead say, oh my gosh, I loved your performance. You must have worked so hard on that. Or, oh my gosh, I loved hearing you play. You must really enjoy playing that piece. Or any other alternative will do. But let's avoid the word talent. And let's continue putting out the good word about the good work that goes into playing really well. If you liked this episode, you would absolutely love Vibrant Music Teaching Membership.
We have the support and the training you need to take your teaching further. Join us today by going to vmt.ninja and signing up.